Go get a feel right now, like what defense ahead of the offense, offense ahead of the defense.
I don't know. I think we're battling back and forth. You know, like I look at practice today, we made some big plays on offense today. We made big plays on defense. You know, I think toward the end of practice defensively, we really picked it up. You know, hopefully it's going back and forth all the time. You know, I like the fact we're making some big plays off the run game on the offensive side of the ball now, so it's starting to look the same. You know, so we worked good. Came back off an off day. I was a little worried about them when we started practice, but they were all business, went to work, thought we got some good things done.
Coach, we didn't see Danny out there today.
Danny's sick. Other than that, it's nothing. You guys want me to go through this? It's probably good for all you guys. Obviously, McCray's got a groin, and he was not even on the field today. Brandon's still out with a shoulder. Madison's got a groin. Austin's got a groin. Schofield's back was bothering him the other day. Had a rest day yesterday. Could have went today. We made a decision to give him another day, so you'll see him back. Danny's sick, okay? Emmanuel, looking at his hamstring from practice. Johnson got his knee banged, taking a look at him. Who is this right here? I'm not sure who that is. Oh, Wolf. Wolf got took a shot. He's being evaluated right now, you know. Okay, so he's being evaluated from a concussion standpoint right now. There was one more. Oh, Marsh. Was it Marsh? Yeah. Greek just pulled him out. Felt some tightness, so we just pulled him out. Did I miss anybody?
Tightness where?
Quad tightness. So, you know, a lot of little things going on. It's a big push right here. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is a big push before we get into game week. So, got to get better as a team right now.
Put on a manual when you say hamstring, just a matter of feeling something?
Yeah, I think y'all saw he was having a great day. Made a lot of big plays and just trying to go get a ball and felt something. So, I'll let you guys know. Greek's taking a look right now. Just obviously we're going to be smart there.
Garcia and Jaredis getting their chance today?
Yeah, you saw those guys bump up. You're going to see that occasionally. Those two guys have been playing well. They deserve to work with the ones, and we're going to get it all evaluated. So part of the plan.
I guess there would be a question. Sobrilo, rookie. Garcia, rookie. Paredes, zero playing time.
I was going to enjoy my lunch till you said that. You know? Hey, we're going to be young. We know that, but we're going to play our best five. And believe me, those two guys are in the mix to be in our best five. They're playing well, and so we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. But they got a good opportunity today. I'll go back and look at it.
When that happens after an off day, is that based on what you guys sat down and looked at film that you rewarded them?
No, I wouldn't go there. It's really just a matter of when, at the end of the day, trying to be even. You know, we did sit and talk personnel yesterday from an organizational standpoint, a coaching standpoint, but there were no moves made just off of yesterday. I mean, okay. we're what, 5 days in, so.
Coach, trying new guys, but it seems like Ryan Harris every single day seems to be
there. Yeah, we just feel like he's picked it up. You know, he's doing some really good stuff. I've had Ryan before. I really like this Ryan that's with us right now. I think he's really focused. I think he sees an opportunity as a pro, and he's taking advantage of it. It's nothing against Chris. Chris will continue to swing, but I think Ryan's deserving of the more reps right now, and he's doing a good job with him.
Good part of that is you've got so much youth that you're working in there.
Yeah, and also Michael was out today, so, you know, that had something to do with it, too.
Of course, Jordan Taylor, he seems like he's getting a lot of throws, getting a lot of action.
Yeah, he's making a lot of plays. He did make some mistakes today. I'll say a few good things about him. He makes a few mistakes. But y'all see, he makes – even when he's covered, he can make plays because of length. So that's what keeps showing up. And, you know, we're trying to really put our young guys in front of the team at the end of practice when everybody's wore out. And let's see who steps up. Nate steps up and makes a big play today. So we're going to continue to do that. Yeah, I think it's important, Jeff. I mean, I thought we had a good practice. I was going to do a little bit with the ones and the twos at the end. I thought we'd had enough through our hurry-up stuff, and I want to put those kids in situations in front of the team, you know, because I think that's where they're going to earn the respect, you know, not anywhere else but on the field.
You made the move with Schmitz, bringing Fu in.
Yeah, we did. Fu has obviously been here before. I don't know that much about him. I know John and Matt and those guys spoke highly of him. We're obviously short on the defensive line, and we're trying to nurse along a couple of guys. So we've got some issues right there. But and we let Schmitz go. I think he'll make it in this league. I'm really proud of his work. We'll see. But that's tough. Anytime guys do everything for you, and you got to let them go. But we had a good talk this morning, and just tell him to stick with it. I think he'll make it somehow, some way.
Before Marshall had the quad thing, he was playing some with the team. How did he look out there?
He took team reps today. Y'all know that he's ahead of Danny a little bit. Even if Danny would have been out here, you wouldn't have seen Danny doing the same thing that he's doing. So, fine player. upped his reps in practice. He went a longer period of time in practice today. It looked like he made some plays to me. We'll go back and see.
Do you think Antonio's hitting his stride now?
Well, I think we know what Antonio's stride is. That's the good thing, you know. He's got a ways to go. He's behind. He knows that, but he's working at it. He went through a longer period of practice today, took team. You know, he's very productive, played well last year, and I think he can really help us. But he's got a ways to go. We'll get there the right way.
Do you need to see Brandon and Danny in games? Is that, it looks like
I think they need to play. You know, are they going to play next week? You know, I would, if I was answering that today, you're probably leaning to no, you know. But obviously we felt like they were about the same. As we have worked, it looks like Brandon's a little bit ahead. You know, so now they're a little bit on different programs as to where they were on the same program a week ago.
Not
concerned at all. I just think it's just worked out that way. And I think if Danny was not sick today, he was going to do a little bit more too. So.
Okay.